A man stopped by the local church to talk to the pastor. He told the pastor, "I stole a turkey this morning on my way home from work." The pastor told him, "That was a terrible thing to do." The man replied, "Yes, I know that. Now do you want it?" The pastor replied, "No, take it back and give it to the man that you stole it from." The man replied, "I tried to give it back, but he refused it." The pastor told him, "In that case, you keep the turkey." The man thanked the pastor and went on his way. When the pastor arrived home later that day, he discovered that his turkey had been stolen. Today we have the gospel passage of the woman who caught in adultery. So people are very shrewd. So today we have seen the man who robbed the turkey, very shrewd and nicely he escaped and he got the turkey back. In today's gospel reading, we have John chapter 8. We find ourselves in the middle of a tense confrontation. A woman caught in a deeply human failing is brought before Jesus, not for compassion, but for contemplation. The Pharisees, those self-appointed guardians of morality, thought they had Jesus cornered. They presented him with a classic, "Heads I win, tails you lose," situation. If Jesus upheld the law, he had been seen as harsh and unmerciful. If he showed mercy, he would be seen as undermining the law of Moses. They were sure they had him. But Jesus, as he so often does, flips the script. He doesn't engage in their game of legalistic traps. Instead, he stoops down and writes in the dirt. The simple act of writing, of pausing, of creating a moment of uncomfortable silence forces the accusers to look inward. So let us imagine the scene, the woman exposed and vulnerable, the crowd murmuring, the Pharisees ready to unleash the righteous fury, and Jesus calmly writing. What could he have been writing? Perhaps he was writing their own sins, their own hidden transgressions. Perhaps he was writing a simple message of God's love and forgiveness. We don't know. But whatever he wrote, it had a profound effect on that people. Then he speaks those iconic words, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." It is a brilliant move. He doesn't condone sin, but he shifts the focus from the woman's sin to the accuser's own imperfections. He reminds them that we are all sinners, all in need of God's mercy. One by one, they drop their stones and walk away, their self-righteousness deflated, their consciences pricked. The woman is left alone with Jesus, the only one who has the right to judge her. But instead of condemnation, she receives compassion. "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" Jesus asks. "No one, sir," she replies. And then Jesus, the embodiment of mercy, says, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin again." This is the heart of the gospel message. It is not about condemning sinners. It is about offering them a path to redemption. It's about recognizing our own need for forgiveness and extending that same forgiveness to others. Lent is a time for us to lay down our stones of judgment, to examine our own hearts, and to seek God's mercy. It's a time to remember that we are all flawed and all in need of grace. Let us strive to be less like the Pharisees and more like Jesus, offering compassion and forgiveness instead of judgment and condemnation. Let us walk away from our own stones and walk towards the loving embrace of our merciful Savior. Amen.